well. Even though Omnia, not amongst the companies to have declared a dividend today, it has reported a bumper set of interim numbers. This mainly boosted by increased demand for its mining and farming products, which translated to a surge in profits as headline earnings per share more than doubled to 286 cents. Despite this, Omnia's erring on the side of caution. Like I said, it's holding on to its dividend further, saying that uncertainty continues to persist. And we're joined now by the company's CEO, Seelan Gobalsamy. Thanks so much, Seelan, for your time this evening. So like I say, we've got your interim numbers coming through for the 6 months to the end of September. Right at the top, talk us through the shifts you've experienced over this six-month period, because it's been characterized by a slow recovery of economic activity, steep increases in commodity prices, and global shortages of raw material supplies, compounded by what have been significant supply chain challenges.
I think the first thing to say, it's a really proud set of results, because what we show is a massive top-line growth under those difficult conditions. Not only has our revenue increased due to commodity pricing, but more so due to volumes across our business. Our revenue is up 31% under those difficult conditions. I think what we've been able to do is sticking robustly to our execution plans and ensuring that our supply chain and our manufacturers are optimized has resulted in us being able to supply fertilizer and explosives and optimize the supply of those products under these difficult conditions. Pleasing as well is the use of our rail wagons, the higher utilization of our plants, and I guess what it's resulted in us doing good for agriculture and mining across all the countries that we operate in.
So, Seelan, you talk about having stuck to your knitting over the period, but to what extent have you had to adapt? And I ask the question because you highlight the fact that you've built an agile supply chain, and it implies a maneuvering and an adaptation of sorts.
I think the first thing to say is that, you know, we know that supply has been disrupted not only locally due to road, rail, and port infrastructure, but we've seen supply being disrupted as far as the Suez Canal, where ships were blocked and products were unable to be moved. Our business, we set out on a strategy a few years ago to create a centralized supply chain, a centralized manufacturing business unit, and I think all we've done now is we've just leveraged that to optimize what we do in our plants. I would be wrong if I would have said that we had not been forced to adapt fairly quickly. You know, with some of the unrest we've seen, we had to adapt fast. We had to increase the level of stock that's actually sitting on farms and sitting at mines to ensure that farmers can plant when they need to plant and mines can blast when they need to blast. And I think it really talks to the agile nature of our people, our workforce, our leaders, and our people adapting what they do to be more effective in these turbulent times.
So that as you cater to the demand that is coming through from the various sectors that you are catering to at this stage, Seelan, where are you allocating capital right now? And I ask the question because you sit with a strong net cash position of 719 million rand, and that compared with net debt of 1.9 billion in the previous period.
Yeah. So, you know, what we've told our shareholders that we will be very disciplined with capital allocation, and capital allocation means capital disallocation as well. So what's still coming is we've disinvested from the Umongo business, which we've spoken about previously. That will bring in another billion rands worth of cash for us in the second half of the year. However, the cash and the capital that we've got, there are three areas that we're growing at the moment. We're deploying capital into our business in Australia, our agriculture business, and that business exports into India, into the EU, into the US, into South America, and to Africa. We've increased the capacity in that business by 40%, and we will continue to grow it. And then on the explosive side, there are two markets that we're focusing on, Indonesia, where we've got a partnership there, and Canada, where we've got a partnership with the largest drill and blast company. And both those countries we will allocate resource and capital to and expand. I guess what we've also said is that should we not have use for the capital. We will not run a lazy balance sheet into perpetuity, and we will look to return capital to our shareholders by way of a ordinary dividend, a special dividend, and a share buyback. And our track record demonstrates that we will do that in a very disciplined manner. We did that at year end, where we returned R1 billion to shareholders, R2 by way of a ordinary dividend, and R4 special dividend. So we will look at our books at the end of the year, balance them, and hopefully, we will all smile and our shareholders will smile when we look at how we've allocated capital at that point.
We'll catch up then. Thanks so much, Seelan, for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, the CEO of Omnia, Seelan Gobalsamy.